I was just checking to see if anybody from your shop was listening, because I intentionally said Gary Anderson instead of Gary Armstrong. Not one person called or texted from next door and window. Just shows you the love that they have for you.
I'm not feeling it right
now. Okay, I'm just saying. I did that on purpose, right?
Sure. You've never
messed up
before.
I've never missed a name, Gary Anderson, but it's really Gary Armstrong, as everybody knows. We got some text messages here. We want to jump into that before we get to the topic that you want to do, Drafty Doors. Want to see how you could help. So text message one, need to replace the side entry door and framing for my garage. Is that a job that's too small for next door and window?
Absolutely not. We'll do one door. We'll do come out and do a simple storm door if that's what you're looking to have us do. But absolutely, we do doors every day.
All right. This is from Algonquin. In Algonquin, where can we get new screen door for the sliding patio door? You do that, or is that something that you don't concentrate on?
No, that's something we unfortunately don't concentrate on. The sliding patio doors, you really need to find that manufacturer and contact them. That's really the only way you're going to get a good fitting sliding screen door for your sliding patio
door. How would they know?
Well, a lot of times you can look at the hardware, like the handle of the door, or you can look onto the glass. Sometimes it's etched into the glass. Hmm. It can be difficult. I don't deny that. But trying to buy one at a big box store and get a Unifit sliding patio door, that never works.
Okay. We've had, this is from 219 Northwest Indiana. Do you service Indiana?
We do.
I had a question for Gary Anderson. Again, obviously not from your company. It's really Armstrong, Indiana. Let's get with it. We've had a lot of storm damage to our windows. Can you guys help with that?
Absolutely. Just give us a call, 844-600-NEXT. We can have one of our design and energy experts come out and take a look at it, assess the situation, and let you know how we can get you up and running again.
So that storm that came through Tuesday, holy moly. It was like it was a tornado that came through, but it's like a hurricane force winds, or I guess tornado force winds. Hello. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not making fun of it. It was like a jailbreak. I don't know what's going on the south side, but those folks in Hickory Hills and Tinley and all of those southern suburban towns in Cook County are just getting absolutely blasted this year, and it just continued all the way on into Indiana. The rain was sideways. This guy's power that we sat next to with the four kids, been without power since Tuesday. Yeah, and the Bears want to move to Northwest Indiana. Good luck with that. There's nothing you could do at Next Door and Window, or anybody here can do, but replacing, there's going to be a lot of broken windows, Gary. There's going to be a lot of damaged doors. Yes. That wind was like 70 to 100 miles an hour. It was crazy. Trees, 100-year-old trees got toppled down. So what should our listeners do if they want to get on the schedule to have your team come out to just do a visual and see how and submit a quote to take care of that?
Sure. Well, like, once again, all you need to do is pick up a phone and call us, 844-600-NEXT. You schedule an appointment, and one of our design and energy experts, which is what I do, I go into the home and we assess the situation and tell you how we can help you.
Okay. So I'll play this for you as well. So it's coming.
Oh, yeah. It's winter's coming.
Okay. And how can our listeners prepare? So we talked to Gil, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. Get out, check the furnace, make sure everything's fired up and ready to roll. You know, we got another good 60 to maybe 75, 90 days of summer here because it's going to get cool. Then, bam, we're going to get hot again. And you're going to want that sucker working. But you also want it to be able to convert over when we do hit the 50s and the 30s and the 20s. What should our listeners do? That leaky window that was cold last year that frosted over because it was leaking, or the door that when you walk by it, the handle frosts over, or the door's got frost built up on the inside because there's a leak there. What should they do now to make sure that that's not uncomfortable this season?
Well, a couple things that I'll say. First of all, if you want to be prepared for winter, you have to get your order in now. That does take, right now, anything that's purchased today would be installed in October and November. So it'd be important to get out and act. But if you want to check on your door in particular, I was wanted to talk about entry doors today. So a way to check for a draft around an entry door is you simply open the storm door and have it stay open. Go in and close and lock the door and look at the gap between the door frame and the door and see if there's any light coming through.
Hmm.
A smidgen of light is a direct draft. Okay. The second thing you can do is look at the gap again between the door and the frame and see if it's consistent. what you're probably going to find when you're looking at your door is that when you look from the hinge side across the top to the lock side, the door starts to drop, and that gap gets bigger as it goes across the door, almost where you can put your finger in it. That means the door is not coming into constant contact with the weather stripping, and it's going to be another source of a draft. And unfortunately, for some of the older people like myself, you do have to get down on your hands and knees and look underneath the door. It's amazing the amount of light you will see underneath the door. And again, it's just a direct draft from the outside.
Is it an idea for our listeners who can't get on the floor? Okay, well, they can, but they'd never get back up. I'm not making a joke. I'm just saying. But you know, have somebody come over at night. Okay, this might sound crazy, but you know, I'm a marketing genius here.
Okay,
self-proclaimed. Have somebody, a friend, go out with a flashlight when it's dark out. Turn the lights off in the house, and if they could see the light come through the door, there's no need for them. You know, they could get a chair, a foldable chair, put it back 10, 15 feet from the door. Have their friend outside with the flashlight, and you shouldn't be able to see any light coming through the door. Is that another way to check?
That would be a fine way if you have a friend to come over to do that.
With a flashlight.
With a strong enough flashlight, yes. But really, any light you see at all just means that the door's drafting. That's it.
Can you save a current door by reframing the opening, or is it already typically that door's been in there a long period of time and you just need to replace everything?
Probably the toughest thing to do is to try to re-square an existing door in the existing opening. So the door is expanded and contracted over how many years? How old is the door? The frame has done the same thing. So trying to rework all this to get it back square, that is probably the most difficult thing to do. It's better just get everything out of the opening. We can re-insulate. We can seal everything down better for you and re-square the door properly in the opening.
847 texting in, does Nextdoor do interior wood doors?
Unfortunately, no. That's a different beast.
Got it. So you do just exterior doors, entry doors, exit doors, all that stuff. And the pricing of doors with all the tariffs or anything, are they built locally? Are they built in the United States, or are they imported from other countries?
No, they're built right here in Sugar Creek, Ohio.
Wow.
Okay.
So, okay.
Actually, by the Amish. It's kind of fun to watch them working in the factories.
They're fantastic.
Yes, and they do a great job, and the doors that we sell have a baked-on finish, so it's very much like a car finish.
Okay.
So you're never really maintaining the door at all. You're just enjoying the beautiful new entryway. And yes, it can be a front door, it can be a side door, it can be a garage door, basement door. We have all different types of doors for those needs.
To get more information about you and your fine company, it's Armstrong, not Anderson. So if you call over, ask for Gary Anderson. He does. Do you have a Gary Anderson that works there?
No, we do not.
Okay, then you'll know. So if you get calls for Gary Anderson at the shop, they know it's for you because of my trial. Float the balloon here. So glad that your team is listening. The best way to get a hold of you.
Again, it's 844-600-NEXT or nextwindow.com.